Mr. Vimes saved the day, said Sergeant Colon excitedly. Just went straight in and saved everyone, in the finest tradition of the watch.
Fred, said Vimes wearily.
Yes, sir.
Fred, the finest tradition of the watch, is having a quiet smoke somewhere out of the wind at 3 a.m. Let's not get carried away, eh?
Colon looked crestfallen.
Well, he began.
Vimes staggered to his feet and patted his sergeant on the back.
Oh, all right, it's a tradition, he conceded. You can do the next one, Fred. And now, he steadied himself as he stood up, I'm going down to the yard to write my report.
You're covered in ash and you're swaying, said Carrot. I should just get on home, sir.
Oh, no, said Vimes. Got to do the paperwork. Anyone know the time?
Bingley, 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 beep,
said a cheerful voice from his pocket.
Damn,
said Vimes, but it was too late.
It is,
said the voice, which had the squeaky, friendly quality that begs to be strangled.
About nine-ish.
Nine-ish?
Yep, nine-ish. Precisely about nine-ish.
Vimes rolled his eyes. Precisely about nine-ish, he said, pulling a small box out of his pocket and opening the lid. The demon inside gave him an angry look.
Yesterday you said,
it said,
that if I, and I quote, didn't stop all that 8:56 and 6 seconds precisely business, I would be looking at a hammer from below. And when I said, Mr. Insert Name Here, that this would invalidate my warranty, you said that I could take my warranty and shove...
I thought you'd lost that thing, said Carrot.
Ha! Said the disorganiser. Really? You thought he did? I don't call putting something in your trouser pockets just before they go into the wash losing it.
That was an accident, muttered Vimes.
Oh, and dropping me in the dragon's feeding bowl, that was accidental too, was it?
The demon mumbled to itself for a moment and then said,
Anyway, do you want to know your appointments for this evening?
Vimes looked at the smouldering wreckage of the embassy.
Do tell, he said.
You don't have any, said the demon sulkily. You haven't told me any.
You see, said Vimes, that's what drives me livid. Why should I have to tell you? Why didn't you tell me, eight-ish, break up riot at mundane meals and stop detritus shooting people, eh?
You didn't tell me to tell you.
I didn't know, and that's how real life works. How can I tell you to warn me about things that no one knows are going to happen? If you were any good, that'd be your job.
He writes in the manual, said the demon nastily. Did you know that, everybody? He writes in the manual.
Well, of course, I make notes.
He's actually sneakily trying to keep his diary in the manual so his wife won't find out he's never bothered to learn how to use me,
said the demon.
What about the Vimes manual, then? Snapped Vimes. I notice you've never bothered to learn how to use me.
The demon hesitated.
Humans come with a manual, it said.
It'd be a damn good idea, said Vimes.
True, murmured Angua.
It could say things like, Chapter 1, Bingley, Bingley, Beep, and other damn fool things to spring on people at 6 in the morning, said Vimes, his eyes wild. And troubleshooting. My owner keeps trying to drop me in the privy. What am I doing wrong? And
Carrot patted him gently on the back.
I should sign off now, sir, he said gently. It's been a busy few days.
Vimes rubbed his forehead.
I dare say I could do with the rest, he said. Come on, there's nothing more to see here. Let's go home.
I thought you said you weren't going, Carrot began, but Vimes's mind was already scolding him.
I meant the yard, of course, he said. I'll go home afterwards.
A ball of lamplight floated through the Ramkin library, drifting across the shelves of huge leather-bound books. Many of them had never been read, Sybil knew. Various ancestors had simply ordered them from the engravers and put them on the shelves because a library was something you had to have, don't you know? Like a stable yard and a servant's wing and some ghastly landscaping mistake created by Bloody Stupid Johnson, although in the latter case her grandfather had shot the man before he could do any real damage. She held the lamp higher. Ramkins looked down their noses at her from their frames through the brown varnish of the centuries. Portraits were another thing that had been collected out of unregarded habit. Most of them were men. They were invariably in armour and always on horseback, and every single one of them had fought the sworn enemies of Ankh-Morpork.